I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The nation's presidential campaign, big topics these days, foreign affairs, from Iraq all the way back to Vietnam. Still, a lot of people think the turning point for these all-important swing voters that we talk about, that the issue for them is going to be the economy. We're going to check on the latest economic trends as the Republican National Convention begins. We're going to Marketplace's Washington Bureau and the chief there, John Dimsdale. John, the Commerce Department has some new economic numbers this morning. What are they showing?
Well, on the plus side, consumer spending in July put in a very good showing, rebounding sharply from a decline the month before. Car sales were strong. Retail stores had a lot of activity. And some see this as a sign that the soft patch the economy went through in the spring and the summer just might be coming to an end. On the other hand, consumer income slowed much more than expected. And for many economists, like Gary Schilling of Schilling & Company, unless there's an uptick in wages and benefits, the long-term outlook for economic growth is looking grim. Here's how he sees it.
Consumers are up to their eyeballs in debt. Their saving rate is at a very low level. And if they don't have a burst of income, it's hard to see how spending growth at this rate is sustainable.
So, John, that slower wage growth for workers, that's got to be a problem, especially, you know, we're paying a lot of money for gasoline these days.
Yeah, oil is such a bellwether for the entire economy. It permeates everything from transportation to running factories, heating homes, even the petroleum that's used in plastics. So all of that hits voters right in the pocketbook. And there was more bad news on that front from Iraq today. Terrorists have once again managed to shut down the country's exports of oil, and the experts say it'll be a week before repairs can be made. The other news, a new national survey of gas prices at the pump show that they're on the rise again as well.
So you're saying the economic trends are not something that an incumbent would be very happy with.
It's true. That will be a challenge. Americans have a lot to be anxious about in the economy. Low interest rates are heading up. Many of the tax cuts are being phased out. Last week's census report showed sobering trends in poverty and the number of uninsured people. Companies continue to trim their payrolls with technology and productivity. Still, as usual, there is a glass is half full scenario. Job creation is beginning to pick up. There's very little inflation, despite those oil prices. And oil should be coming down because there's more supply and stockpiles in the system now. And that's going to be the message from the Republican convention, that we've seen the worst of the tough transition from the old factory-based economy to a high-tech productive economy based on ideas and computer skills, and that's going to kick in soon and start generating some jobs. So how that message from the GOP sells to rank-and-file voters will be among the stories that we'll be watching in the Marketplace newsroom all this week.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.